We were discussing the Gemara yesterday, Kuf Chof Amid Beis, about a person who has Shem Hashem written on his body. It doesn't belong. Shem Hashem belongs on a piece of parchment or a piece of paper. But still, even though it was written improperly, even though it wasn't proper to write it on the body, it still has the status of Shem Hashem has to be treated with respect. So, Osa Lamed Befnei Hashem Orum. One is not permitted to stand undressed. So whenever the person has the Shem Hashem, until it's going to get erased, he has to always cover up the Shem Hashem. So what happens if he has to go to mikveh? There's going to be an asik covering up the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says, it isn't a machlokes hatanoim, whether gram mechikas Hashem is asur or mutar. Nikred, then they all agree that gram mechikas Hashem, the way the Chazanish explained it, a whole fantastic interpretation, that gram mechikas Hashem is certainly asur. There's certainly a mitzvah saseh to be mechabit Shem Hashem. Kabbalah Hashem Ehoincha is a pasuk in Mishlei. And aside from that, Lashish Maliyiras Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha Tira, Moira Hashem, Motzi Shem Shamayim Vatola, is because Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The Gemara says it can't be that one is Motzi Shem Shamayim Vatola is Chayiv Misa because of Noikiv Shem Hashem Os Yumos. We mentioned the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Can it be that that's the Pshad? The Gemara is not sure. What is the verb? No cave. So la halacha means no cave means one who curses. Megadef es Hashem. But the Gemara entertained the Havamina. Maybe means one who pronounces Shem Hashem unnecessarily. Nekev Shem Hashem means meforish, like Shmos Hanashem and Shenikvu B'Shemos, the people whose names were mentioned explicitly. The Gemara says, yeah, there is an Iser, Motzi Shem Shamayim L'Atola, mentioning Shem Hashem on Nasel, but it can't be that there's a Chiyav Misa, because that's only an Iser Aseh. There is no Iser Lav. In order to get Misa, in order to get Malkus, you have to have violated a Lav. That's Ein Ein Shem Elam Kei Mazir. And you only get an Ein Shaguf on Misa Malkus if the person violated an Asar. Asar means a Loisasi. The Gemara says there is no Loisasi, but there is an Iser Aseh. As Hashem Elkech Hatira. So the Chazanish explains that Gram Mechikas Hashem is certainly not allowed. L'cholade is not allowed. One is in violation of the Iser Asei of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And the Gemara knows that. The Gemara knows that. The only discussion was, is there a Lois Asei? If there's a Lois Asei also, then you can't say, well, he's busy doing a mitzvah. The Loshan Amrizer was, Nezdabna lo tfilo shal mitzvah. If he has another mitzvah to do, he has to go to the mikveh. Even if you hold away, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. And even if you hold that, it means not only bizmana is lav mitzvah, the whole tefillah is lav mitzvah, but it's part of one's religious life. Every so often a person has to go to mikveh, even if it's not counted as a mitzvah, but it's necessary to go to mikveh. So that's why the Braisa has this conflict. Nizdamna la tefillah shal mitzvah. So there wouldn't be any violation of the Yisr Esiyas Hashem L'Kech HaTira because he's doing it l'shem tefillah in the mikveh. So you can't say that is in violation of the Iser Esei of Gram Mechikas Hashem. So if there'll be a, however, if there will be a Lois Esei, then we wouldn't permit. So the Gemara says, no, L'chol HaDeis, there is no Lois Esei. There is no Machlokes HaTanoim. Just like the Gemara explained, there isn't really a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah on Kuf Chof and Bet Aleph on the level of the Raisa, whether Gram Kibui is Osir Amuta, L'chol HaDeis, Gram Kibui is Muta Men HaTorah. Just the question, does it make sense to allow it mid the Rabbanon, or maybe you should make Gzeira the Rabbanon? If you'll allow him to use this kula of gram kibui, next thing you know, he'll do kibui mamish, he'll do bigger and better malachas. So just like by gram kibui, there never was a machlokes satanaim on the level of the Raisa, the whole machlokes on the level of the Rabbanah. Here also the Gemara says they all agree, because the same style of drosha we make, l'sasakon malachas, see who the asa gram mashari, make the same drosha b'negeh tu, l'sasakon ken l'shem alkech, see who the asa gram mashari. So there is no Lois Esei. The only thing is there's an Iser Esei. So the Iser Esei is because of to be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to cause Gram Mechikas Hashem. Yeah, but over here, since he's doing this Nam Nala Tvidu Shal Mitzvah, so that will deal with. So what is the Machlokes HaTanoim in the Braisa? Whether we permit him to go to the Mikvah or not. If they all agree on the level of the Raisa, there's no Lav of Gram Mechikas Hashem. The only thing is the essay. The essay is Dam Lod Filush on Mitzvahs under these circumstances, not in violation of Es Hashem L'Kech HaTira. So why do they argue? So the Gemara says, no, Osa Lamed Befnei Hashem Arum. Even though you had no right to write Shem Hashem on the furniture or on his body, but it still has the din of Shem Hashem. He knows, whoever it was who wrote it knows that this is Shem Hashem. So also lama b'nei Hashem arm. So you have to cover it over when you tovel. He can either cover it over with his hand or cover it over by putting some garment loosely around the Shem Hashem. If it'll be tight, it'll be a chatzitza. The water won't touch the arm. So, but if you have loose clothing, that's not a chatzitza. The Gemara says, neither tovel is b'begodeh. Woman, I remember there was a friend of mine was a chaplain. He got smicha from the yeshiva. He was a chaplain in the American Army in the Philippines. He was married, so his wife had to go to mikveh in the ocean. She was always afraid she was going to be bitten by sharks. There were no sharks over there, but she was nervous, so she used to be tovel in the ocean with her bathrobe. The sharks are going to eat her up with the bathrobe also. But there were no sharks, so this calmed her down a little bit. So the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, a man or woman is permitted to be tovel in a mikveh with loose clothing on. If you wear tight clothing, it'll be a chatzitza where it's tight. If the clothing is loose, it's okay. That a lot of times a woman is mizgayer, so you have to have a bezna of three people in the mikveh. When a woman is tovel in the mikveh, how can she undress in front of the three rabbis? So she wears a loose bathrobe. So that's not there's no chatzitz. So the Gemara says more correct would be to put some kind of a loose garment around the Shem Hashem, because we're going to tell him that he should hold his hand like this to cover over the Shem Hashem over here, wherever it is. When he goes into the mikveh, he's probably going to forget. There's a likelihood he's going to forget. So it would have solved the problem if manach yadei lave, that would have solved the problem. But we're afraid, zim mishdali, he may forget the shokalei, he'll take away his hand. So what's the machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim? So the machlokes is, if you hold tefillah bizman mitzvah and it's late in the day, and it's a special mitzvah to be tovel today, so if you're going to tell him he has to go get a piece of clothing that he should put around the Shem Hashem, not just to cover it up with his hand, so he may miss the mitzvah if he's getting late in the day. Tefillah b'zmana means before the shkia. He wants to be tovel before the shkia. So if you hold tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, then we would be mekel that he can cover over with his hand. We wouldn't be matriach on him to go get a shmata to tie loosely around the Shem Hashem, because till he's going to find the right beged, he may miss the zman of the mitzvah. But if you hold tefillah b'zman la mitzvah, there's no special mitzvah davke to rush to be tovel today. It can be tovel tomorrow. Then it makes sense to insist. Don't allow him to be tovel by covering over with his hand. Insist that he should find the shmata. And if he won't find it today, he'll find it tomorrow. There's no great rush. Then the Gemara says, on this topic, whether tefillah b'zman la mitzvah or not, we know that that's a machlokes satanim. And the Gemara quotes, the topic is discussed regarding Yom HaKippur. What's the din of Yom HaKippur? We have, in addition to the prohibition of Achilo Shtiyo, you have the Hamisha Inuim. One of the Hamisha Inuim is Achilo Shtiyo. Ochlam HaMashkim are not mitztarfim yachad, because they're not shiurim shovim. The only time it's mitztarfim yachad, if it's shmaseim shovim shiurim shovim. So it's Shem Echad, Achilo Shtiyo, Shem Echad. But it's not shiurim shovim. The shir achila for Yom Kippur and the shir shtiyah is different from Kol HaTarkul. Kol HaTarkul, the shir achila is kezais, and here it's kosevus agasa. It's bigger. And Kol HaTarkul, the Rambam's opinion is that the shir for shtiyah is revius. Revius is a beitza or machza. A kezais is either a half a beitza or a shlish beitza. So revius is much more than a kezais. So in Kol HaTarkul, the shir shtiyah, according to the Rambam's opinion, they say bar nefashis, in order to be loike, if you drink yayin for a nozer and so on, the shir is revius. And in Yom Kippur, the shir is less. It's maloy lugma. Maloy lugma means if you would lean over on one side, how much liquid would you need to fill up one cheek? The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ran, Psachim, that by an odom beinani, by an average size, maloy lugma depends on each person. One who has a bigger mouth has a larger maloy lugma. One who has a smaller mouth, it's a smaller lalugma, like a maloch ofna of Ketorah Samim on Yom Kippur. It depends on the size of the fist of the Kohen Gadol. But when you do kmitza, so the Mishnah says that these three dinim depend on the size. Kmitza depends on the size of the fist of the Kohen who's doing the kmitza on the mincha. Maloch ofna of Ketorah Samim daka on Yom Kippur depends on the size of both hands of the Kohen Gadol. And the maloy lugma depends on each person individually. But still, it's going to be much less than a revius. So the shear for achila is larger than the shear in kalatar kula. And the shear for shtiyah is smaller than the shear in kalatar kula. Why? Because it's not really a din of achila, it's a din inui. Established that the violation of inui and the observance of the inui is, it doesn't correspond to the shir achila shti and kol atarakula. So it's shame echad. Let's say if a person b'shoigeg eats on Yom Kippur and drinks on Yom Kippur, see, it's not the same as eating and doing malach on Yom Kippur b'shoigeg. If he eats and he does malach on Yom Kippur, he's chayv tuchatos. But if he eats and he drinks on Yom Kippur behelam echad, so then he's only chayv one chatos. That's the Mishnah, because it's the same iser. It's like repeating the same iser twice. Achila shtiya not mitztam yachad, because the shurim are not the same. But achila shtiya is a violation. That's one of the chamish inuim is achila shtiya. And the other four are bechitz asich and nilus asandal and tashmin shamit. A famous machlokes or rishonim on the first Mishnah and the last perik in Yuma, whether the other inuim are deraisa derabanan. Because the Gemara in the Dorim learns that from a pasuk in the end of the Dorim. What's it doing in the Dorim? Because the din is, the Chumash says that the husband can only meif and nidre ishto if it's nefesh and dvarim shebein ol lebeino. So the Gemara discusses what's the definition of vina nefesh and how does it compare to the inisim esnav shesech man yom kippur. So the Gemara says that from the chamisha inuyim there's only koreis a nefesh shelo suna v'nichrisa. There's only kores on achilu shtiyah. There's no kores on rechitza sicha nilas hasandal on tashmin shamita. So that's the question the Rabbi Natan feels that leads him to believe that the other inuim are only with the Rabban. If all the chamisha inuim would be there, I said, v'inisim esnav shesechem, anevish shlo suni v'nichrusa, so there should have been kores on all five. The fact that there's only kores on achilu shtiyah, Rabbi Natan feels that that's a right, that the other four inuim are only with the Rabban. The other Rishonim say, what kind of a raya is that? Let's say there's a prohibition, there's an isa deraisa against eating dam. And it says whoever eats dam is chayv koris. But if you don't salt your meat and you squeeze out the dam ha'ivarim, there is no koris. Only dam shana shama yotza. When you shech the animal and the blood gushes out and the animal loses its life because of the loss of the blood, the Gemara says the color of the blood changes at a certain point. So you can tell by the color where that is the dam shanashama yotzeba, that's karis. Or after the animal is dead, you would take dam hakonus belev, the blood in the heart, that's going to be karis. But the dam haivorim is an isa deraisa. By us, if you don't salt the meat and you cooked it the way it is, that's dam shebishloi. So dam shebishloi, there are more paskins, it's only made the rabbanim. It's a machlekes in the Gemara Menachos, and a machlekes lepsak halacha had a paskin. So there are more paskins for Ashkenazim. The dam shebishle is only the rabbanim, because dam is only good lezrika al gabi hamizbeach if it's fresh blood. It has to be dam shanashama yotzebo to be zorik on the mizbeach. Dam evorim is no good for zrika al mizbeach for korbanis, and it has to be fresh blood that wasn't cooked. If it's dam shebishle, same thing. Let's say yayin, we spoke about yayin mevushal is no good for nisach agavi hamizbeach. Has to be fresh wine. And the same thing when you burn the emurim on the mizbeach, when you do haktoras emurim, the emurim have to be raw. If you cook them first and then you burn it, say so you're not yet in the mitzvah of haktorah. Has to be raw. So if a person will cook his meat without salting it, at the end of the day it'll only be an isa derabban because it'll be am shebishloi. But if you wouldn't cook the meat, if you take a raw piece of meat, if you eat the raw piece of meat the way it is, that's damei varm shelo pirish, that's mutter, that's called moel habasa. But if you take the piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood, that'll be an isa deraisa, but it won't be koris, because it's not the dam shanashami yotzebo, and it's not the dam akonis bolei, but it's still an isa deraisa. So you can have one pasuk that talks about dam. There are really a lot of psukim, the Gemara says increases there, four psukim about dam, but you need all the psukim to teach you all the different aspects of dam. But at the end of the day, it's counted as one lab. There are many psukim. I need all the psukim to indicate every step of the way, all the details. But at the end of the day, it's counted as one lois essay. And in the minyan tayag mitzvah, sometimes it has koris, and often it does not have any koris. So just because you have chamisha inuyim and one of them has koris and the other four don't, doesn't necessarily prove conclusively that the other four are only the rabbanim. So the other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam never said that it's only the Rabbanim. So the Bach understood in the Rambam that it's an Issa Derais. Anyway, here the Brises of Hatanya, the fourth line from the top of Kuf Chafal Manalov, is discussing Rechitza on Yom Kippur. So So let's say if a person somehow got all, his face got all filthy, or his body got all dirty on Yom Kippur, somehow or another. So that's not rechitza shel tainug. We only prohibit rechitza shel tainug. So if the person does rechitza, he washes off the dirt in order to keep his body clean, that's mutter on Yom Kippur. Rechitza sheni shel tainug is mutter. Yeah, what's called rechitza shel tainug? What's called? You mean you go swimming. You go swimming to have fun, to enjoy the, you take a warm shower, to enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, take a cold shower, you don't enjoy it, you're freezing. So the halacha declares that every rechitza is called rechitza shel tainug. Even lahoshedetz baktana lemayim, to put your pinky into ice cold water. What hanoz does the fellow have? Nonetheless, the Gemara says that it's aser on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. All rechitza is labeled as rechitza shel tainug, unless it's mitzuref ledover achas. So if it's rechitza to wash off dirt, he has dirt on the bottom, on the body. Or if the person has to go to mikveh, and it's a mitzvah. If you hold the tefillah bizmana mitzvah, so then since the tefillah is mitzvah to a mitzvah, the rechitza is mitzvah to a mitzvah, that's mutter. Or the kohanim have to duchen on Yom Kippur. And so the Gemara requires, see yedechem kodesh v'vorchos Hashem. First the kohanim have to wash their hands, and then they can duchen. So since the rechitza, the netilas yadayim, let's say a person is... person is not healthy, the doctors say he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he wants to eat a sandwich. So he wants to wash until his yadayim, not eat a sandwich. That would also be mutter. To wash until his yadayim is a mechitza shal mitzvah. Whatever is mitzvah to a mitzvah is not called mechitza shal tainu. Whatever is not, whatever, either mitzvah for cleaning off the body, that's not called mechitza shal tainu. Here there are two girsas. Taisus says hachi garsinan. Obviously, if Taisus says hachi garsinan, obviously, whenever Rashi and Tesla Hachik Asin, obviously there's another Girsa. So the other Girsa was. Tesla tells you what the other Girsa was. If it's late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur and the person showing a daven mincha and ni'ila, he just has to daven ma'ariv. So to daven ma'ariv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, he can wait till after Yom Kippur is over and then go to the mikveh. So that's the Shaila. Is he allowed to go to mikveh on Yom Kippur? He becomes a Balkari late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur. He already daven mincha, he already daven ni'ila. So if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, then for sure, if you're going to wait till tonight, he will not be fulfilling tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah means to go to the mikveh at the earliest available opportunity. So the earliest opportunity is on Yom Kippur. So if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, for sure, it's mutter to be tovel in the mikveh on Yom Kippur. If you hold tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, but still, the tefillah in the mikveh is mitzurif to tahara. So those are the two girsas, and Tosfos prefers the girsa that even if you hold, Tosfos proofs in the Gemara like that, even if you hold tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, but still it's a tefillah, this rechitza, just like if rechitza is mitzvah to nikoy haguf, if the body is dirty. So you let it wash off the dirt, that's not called rechitza shel tainug. So here also, if this tefillah in the mikveh is for the purpose of removing the tumah, even if you hold tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. But still, it's for the purpose of removing tumah. Tefillah shel tahara, that's mafkir the shem rechitza shel tainug, and that would be muta. That's what Tosfos holds. Other Bishanim had the other girsa. It's only muta to be tovel in the mikvah on Yom Kippur, either if you hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah or if you didn't daven yet. So this a takana. This brisa was an old brisa. Ezra made 10 takonas. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the end of Perek Meruba, the 7th Perek, lists off all the eser takonas of Ezra. So one of the eser takonas was that a balkari is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn Torah. So at that time, that he's not allowed to daven. So on Yom Kippur, if he becomes a balkari, he has to go to the mikveh in order to be able to daven. He can't function otherwise. That's like the kohen wants to duchen and he has to wash until the sedan. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch they quote, even if the minig in many places is that the levi pours the water on the kohen's hands and the levi washes his own hands before he pours the water on the kohen's hands. If you have such a minig, so mitam minig, the levi is mechuyav to wash his hands. So it's also not called rechitza shel tainug. Rechitza then until it's yadayim of the levi, even though it's not needed min haTorah, it's not even needed min haRabban, just a minig based on a passage in the Zohar. But if you mechuyav to wash your body mitam minig, so also it's not called rechitza shel tainug. It's also not called rechitza shel tainug. So the Braisa lists off all of the tameim who want to go to mikveh on Yom Kippur are permitted to. It's not called rechitza shel tainug. The only thing is, there's a machlokes hatanoim. There are three different opinions. When is the zman of davening ne'ilah? Ne'ilah is a special tefillah that's miyuchad by us. We only daven ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Because the Gemara says, ain't tainas tiba b'bovel except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The only 2 days that have the status of a tainas tiba. Shavasa b'tamuz and Asara b'tevis are not really considered a tainas tiba. Don't have the full din of a tainas tiba. Adishah hakam ilayin b'aychal. How come the Chazan says Anenu is a bracha bifnei atzma? If it's only a tainus yachid, then you don't lay in by chal, and you don't have the Chazan kaveh bracha bifnei atzma. So the Goyim give some kind of an explanation, even though there's no tainus tiba bebavel, chutz mitishba v'yam kippur. Nonetheless, you do lay in by chal. Somehow that nafkamina doesn't apply. You do lay in by chal, and the Chazan does say a bracha. Yeah, he says Anenu bracha bifnei atzma. So the only 2 days that it's shayach in chutz la'aretz to say ne'ilah is Yom Kippur. We do say ne'ilah and Tisha B'Av. How come we don't say ne'ilah and Tisha B'Av? Ne'ilah is a special tefillah that's miyuchad, that's mesukan for a tainas tzibur. So the Rishonim explain why, because on Tisha B'Av we read Echa, and in Echa it says kam ki ezek v'ashareh asal sam tefilasi. The Beis HaMikdash is ki beisei beis tefillah yikari. All the tefillahs, you should really daven in the Beis HaMikdash. We daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam seems to write in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah that davening Nochach HaMikdash is a din d'araisa. The Rambam writes what the din d'araisa used to be regarding Tefillah, and then at a certain point it was changed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah that they added on a special nusach, and they added on how many times a day you have to daven, 3 times a day. So first the Rambam writes what the din d'araisa used to be. And then they changed it. When he describes the din d'araisa, he says you have to daven once a day, every day. That's what he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos also. Once a day, every day, that's been a Torah. Based on the Gemara, the first daven tainus, Liyovda b'chol avavchem. What's avodah shebelev is tefillah. Then the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak that tefillah, you have to first start off with shevach and end off with haidoya, expressing gratitude, ma'idam anachna loch. And the essence of the tefillah is really the middle part, the bakasha sarachim. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of your needs. So that was the din d'araisa. You should daven at least once a day, every day. And the outline should be, the framework should be shevach, bakasha, and haidoya. And then he says you should daven nechach hamikdosh. He writes that's part of the din d'araisa. And then Ashik Nasagda made it. You daven 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times a day, sometimes 5 times a day. On Yom Kippur, you daven musaf, on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and so on. And Yom Kippur, in addition to Musa, we also daven ne'ilah 5 times a day. So the Rambam writes that the din of Nechach HaMikdash is really a din d'araisa. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the tefillahs, the Gemara says the tefillahs, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Nin Alu Shari Tefillah. The prayers are not accepted to the same extent that used to be Bizman Shechar Beis HaMikdash HaYikai. So the whole idea of davening Ne'ilah is, the Yerushalmi explains at the end of Tainus, what's the whole idea of Ne'ilah being Tefillah Satainus? That we learn out from Torah, from Devim, and Ksuvim, from all three, that if you offer the Tefillah more than once, if the more you offer the Tefillah, so the better chance you stand that the tefillah will be answered. How does the Baruch Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Lo teisef daber elai oid badover hazeh. Don't keep on davening. Moshe Rabbeinu thought he's going to daven more. We have psukim from the Torah, from the Beim, from Ksuvim, all three, that a person should be mispal for the same thing. So tainus tzibur is because you have an eis tzara. So the whole idea of tefillah sani'ilah is ribui tefillah. If you'll offer an extra tefillah, you stand a better chance of having a Yeshua. So on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the day when we commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we leave out Tiskabel in the Shmona Esrei, because the tefillah, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nino Lushari tefillah. Tefillahs are not accepted to the same extent that it used to be. So that's why it doesn't make sense to offer tefillahs ni'ilah on Tisha B'Av. But basically, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the two tiniest tzibur that we have. So when you do daven ni'ilah, the Gemara has 3 different opinions in the Tanaim. The very end of Masechus Yuma, Daf Pehei, so So Gemara has there three different opinions in Tanoim. When is the Zman of Ne'ilah? So one opinion is you have to finish Ne'ilah by Yom. You have to finish davening Ne'ilah, it's a Tefillah Satainas. You have to finish before the Shkia. The other opinion is you can begin davening Ne'ilah by Laila. It's Tefillah Satainas, but you can daven after Yom Kippur is over. And the opinion that we follow, we really should have, some should recommend you should follow the opinion, you should finish Ne'ilah by Yom. You should finish davening Ne'ilah before the Shkia. And then you have to wait an hour in between, 45 minutes, whatever. You have to wait in between the Shkia and the Tzeis HaKochavim. You're not allowed to eat during the Zman HaBein HaShmashas. Okay. And the minig developed over the years that everybody knows when Ne'ilah is over, everybody runs home and they start eating. So the minig developed that we rely on that middle sheet in Tanoim, that as long as you start Ne'ilah Bayom, even if you finish Balayla, the Ne'ilah is, the Tfilas HaNe'ilah is Mitzurev to the Yom HaTanis, and it's considered Tfilas HaTanis. There is such a machlokes in Rishonim, in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. If a person eats Shalashudis on Shabbos and he recites Birchas HaMazon after Mitzoy, after Tzeis HaKochavim, a person eats a meal on Purim and he recites Birchas HaMazon on Mitzoy Purim, or he eats on Rosh Chodesh and he benches after Tzeis HaKochavim on Mitzoy Rosh Chodesh, does he say Ritzei Alanisim and Yalavi Yavoy or not? So the Vilna Gaon somehow relates it to this topic over here. He says it's a machlokes of Rishonim there by benching. So the Vilna Gaon says this is the machlokes, whether it's called Tfilas HaTonis, if you begin on the Tonis, or you have to begin and finish on the Tonis. Since our practice is that we don't finish Ne'ilah on the Tonis, as long as we begin Tfilas HaNe'ilah on the Tonis, we label it as Tfilas HaTonis. That's why we follow that opinion, the Tshuvas HaRosh, that if the Suda began on Shabbos, or the Suda began on Purim, or the Suda began on Rosh Chodesh, it's labeled as a Sudas Rosh Chodesh or a Sudas Purim. And it warrants reciting Alan Nisim and the Yalav Yov and the benching as well. It's a question. That's what the Bir Agor writes, that the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch by benching, then you mentioned the Yom from yesterday, is based on the Psak by Ne'ilah. The two are connected. A little bit is what the Dingzach. This is what the Dingzach on Shabbos, because there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. So as long as it's still Moisim Echol HaKodesh, it still is Shabbos. Not that it's a Suda Shabbos because he began on Shabbos. It's still a Shabbos now. He didn't say Havdolah yet, so it's still Tosefes Shabbos.
If Tfilas HaTonis is allowed in Yom Kippur, so why is people not
barely
to wash their knuckles?
There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaBasar that for Netilas Yadayim, for bread, and when you wake up in the morning, you wash till the joint over there. One of the Amoraim is demonstrating for the Talmidim. And then with the Kohen and wash in the Beis HaMikdash, Kiddush HaDayim Raglam, they have to wash more. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What are the Shem? So Rashi learns you have to wash until it's HaDayim in the morning till the wrist. Kiddush HaDayim Raglam is till the elbow. And Tosfos disagrees. Kiddush, you have to wash until it's HaDayim till the knuckles every day when you wake up in the morning when you eat bread. And Kiddush HaDayim Raglam is till the wrist. So if we would, so all year long, the Machmal Rashi, Rashi holds that you have to wash until it's a dime for bread, or in the morning up until the wrist, all year long. You have a lot of water, so it may as well be machmer like Rashi on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, when Rechitz is only mutter, if it's really necessary. So then we follow the Ikredin. The Ikredin we really hold like Taisus, that you only have to wash until it's a dime till the knuckles. Kohanim Huduchin have to wash like Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rashi, the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash would have to wash till the elbows. Nobody washes till the elbows. Obviously, we really hold like Tosfos. Kohanim only have to wash till the wrist. So in the morning of Yom Kippur, the Beis Yosef writes that the first time in your life, if a person takes a neder before bar mitzvah, so it's not binding, unless it's mufla samachliyish, unless it's within the last year before it becomes bar mitzvah, then the neder is binding. That's a Mishnah in Nida, when the Mishnah talks, Perek Bo Simen, when it talks about what age does a boy become bar mitzvah? What age does a girl become bas mitzvah? So the Mishnah talks about the year before bar mitzvah. Bas mitzvah, the din of mufla samach liish. So, min hogem are binding mitam neder. So the Beis Yosef writes that the first time a person washes until it's yadayim to the wrist in the last year before bar mitzvah, what he did before then, 2 years before bar mitzvah, doesn't count. That's not binding mitam neder. But a midin ktoiv is binding b'tam nedef, he's a mufla samach liish. So the first time he washes until the daim, first time he's machma like Rashi to wash up until the rest, he should say b'li nedef. So that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, he won't have a problem. We don't say b'li nedef the first time he washes, because as little children, they teach us kids of Shulchan Aruch in elementary school, that on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you wash till the knuckles and all year long, you wash till the wrist. So we don't know the reason why. Right? We think that that's the din. So we know from day number one, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's not binding to wash till the wrist. But that's what the Beis Yosef says, that the first time, a lot of Poskim said, the first time in your life that you give Ma'aseh Ksafim, there are three opinions regarding Ma'aseh Ksafim. Some hold, some Rishonim are of the opinion that Ma'aseh Ksafim is a din d'oraisa. The Ravid seems to hold like that. There's comments on the Balamor in the Sefer Kasuv Sham, the end of Chulin. He sounds like he holds that the Ma'aseh Ksafim is d'oraisa. Others, there's Long Taz and Yeridei, the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, he thinks that Ma'aseh Ksafim is not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanan. And the generally accepted opinion is that it's not even the Rabbanan, it's a recommended Midas Chasidus. Ma'aseh Ksafim never appears in the Gemara. It's just the Tosfos and Tainus, and the first pair quotes it from the Sifrei, on the Pasuk Aser Te'asem Parshas Re'ei. Aser Te'aser is called Tu'el Zarecha Yetzi Asod Shoshana. Aser Te'aser is referring to Ma'aser, and then it's also referring to Ma'aseh Ksafim. So that's a question. Is that some Rishana took it that it's a real drushing mud deraisa? Ma'aseh Ksafim is a din deraisa. Tosfos writes so that there's so many drushes that appear in the Sifrei, many drushes in the Sifrei that are only asmachtas. So that's why most assume that this drusha is only an asmachta. An asmachta for what? So the Taz thinks it's an asmachta for a din derabbanan. And the later poskim think that it's even less than a derabbanan. They think it's a recommended bidus chasidus. If a person can afford it, it's a nice idea that he should give Ma'aseh Ksafim. So that's what many of the poskim say, just like the Beis Yosef said, first time in your life that you wash until, first time within the last year before Bar Mitzvah, Mufla Samach Leish. So neder would be binding. So the first time he washes, the year before Bas Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah, he washes till the wrist, he should say b'li neder, have in mind b'li neder, so it won't be binding. So that's what they said. The first time a person that age, a year before Bar Mitzvah, gives Ma'aseh Ksafim, he should either have in mind or say b'li neder, so it won't be binding. In case one year he won't make that much money and he won't be able to afford it, so he shouldn't be obligated to give the Ma'aseh Ksafim. Yeah, so that's why we only wash the netilas yadayim to the extent that it's necessary is mutter. That part is not called mechitza shaltainik. But since mikredin, we hold like tesis, the netilas yadayim only has to be till the knuckles, and you're going to wash the palm of the hand on the inside, the outside, on both sides. According to tesis, that's really unnecessary. So that's already mechitza shaltainik. Kohanim who want to duchen have to wash till the wrist. So that's what it says in the Dogal Mervava, the commentary of the Nadi Behuda, that's printed on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. So he says, when everybody wakes up in the morning of Yom Kippur, they should only wash till the knuckles, except for the Kohanim. The Kohanim should wash till the wrist, because they're going to have to wash till the wrist later for Netilas Yadayim, for Duchening. And and it's a question whether they should really say a bracha or not. The Gemara says, take it from the Tila Bracha. You should wash until it's Yadayim immediately before, take it means immediately before you're about to eat bread. The Gemara has it twice in Brachas, take it until it's Yadayim Bracha. The main Gemara goes on Mayim Achrayim. You should wash in Mayim Achrayim immediately before you're going to recite Birch Samos. And then the Gemara also has, you should wash until it's Yadayim without too long of a pause in between the Tila Yadayim and Hamoitzi. So Tosfos in Soita, where the Gemara in Perek Elin Amorim has the whole discussion of the laws of and the Siyas Kapayim of Duchening. So the Gemara says you have to wash until you die before you duchen. So Tosfos has two opinions. Do you require takef? Can the Kohenim rely on the fact that they wash until you die in the morning, and then when a duchen in Shachris and Musaf, they know they didn't touch their shoes, they didn't touch anything that they shouldn't be touching. So is there a requirement of takef until you die bracha or not? But that's a machleg. So Rishonim, so we are machmer that the Kohanim all year long, but machmer, the Kohanim should wash again before they're about to duchma. They don't say a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim then, because they can rely, because according to the other day in Rishonim, they can really rely on the Tilas Yadayim that they said in the morning. So on Yom Kippur, if they only wash the Tilas Yadayim in the morning till the knuckles, and in order to duchen, either knee till the elbows, which nobody does, or till the wrist, which they do, a lot of times the Kohanim don't wash to the wrist either. You see that they have their watch over here, and they're careful not to wash till the wrist. So that's not right. That's only washing till the knuckles. That's only until it's time for bread or waking up in the morning. But the kohen for sure have to wash at least to the wrist, if not more. So all year long, the kohen wash. They wash in the morning when they wake up. Then they wash again before they duchen. They don't say a bracha until it's adam, because according to one opinion, it could be lied. That's what Tosis spells out the thing. They can rely on until it's adam that they did in the morning. So on Yom Kippur, they can only rely on until it's adam in the morning if they wash till the wrist. So that's what the Dogma of Rava says. Let them, when they wake up in the morning, let them wash till the wrist and say the bracha until it's adam. So then they won't have to say the bracha again when they wash again before. We would require of them again to wash before duchen, because that's not l'shal tainug. Maybe the halacha requires that you should have taken from the netilah bracha. They should wash immediately before they're about to give the birchas kohanim. So they have to wash again a second time, but they wouldn't say a bracha. Child is, what if they went to the bathroom in between? What if they washed in the morning till the wrist? Then they go till you get to musaf, till you get to duchening and musaf. It could be 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's late in the afternoon already. So they probably went to the bathroom in between. So then it should be a vadai that they have to wash a second time. And then for sure they should have to say a bracha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. They went to the bathroom, then they should for sure say a bracha until the tefillah before they do. Then he throws in a new svara. Maybe not. Maybe reciting the bracha until the tefillah was only instituted from the tefillah for bread or from the tefillah for waking up in the morning. That maybe the Tilas Adayim for Duchening, maybe it never requires a bracha. Taisa, we assume usually it doesn't require a bracha, because maybe you can rely on the Tilas Adayim that you did in the morning before we started the daven. Because Taisa had a machlokes with Rashi in Saita whether there's a requirement of takeout from the Tilas Bracha. Do you require the washing the hand should be immediately before you're about to Duchen or not? So because of that machlokes, that's why we leave out a bracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes Eliyahu Rabbi, hey, maybe they never instituted a bracha bechla. So that's the common practice. The Kohanim wash their hands before they duchen. It's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, and they probably went to the bathroom. They probably touched parts of their body that we'd require of them to wash again. But they don't say a bracha on the tilas yadayim. Yeah.
If someone knows that he, like, he untying his shoes, he touched his shoes, and then you still don't say a bracha.
Yeah, that's the minik. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think, from Eliyahu Rabbah like that, that the meaning is you don't say a bracha because maybe they won't have a misakan a bracha. It's a difficult svar. What do I mean? There had to be misakan a bracha of each and every mitzvah individually. They made one general takana, kol mitzvahs kulam, mabracha leim, mabalasi asim. Whenever you're about to perform a mitzvah, you've got to say a bracha. So this is a mitzvah, to wash until it's yadayim before your duchen. It's a difficult, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's the common practice.
Yesterday
we said that
for
until the time
you
call
gabra,
is there
a problem for a kohanim to wash their hands or the
lady?
The lady's washing their hands,
they're
not washing their
own hands? No, that's koach gabra. Yeah, let's say I want to wash for bread, you need koach gabra. So if someone else washes my hands, that's koach gabra. That's fine. That's not a problem.
Whenever you're saying to be why can't you also say that Yom Kippur carries over to the Tainus and there's a Tosefes Tainus also, and therefore it should be the same thing like Tosefes Shabbos? It doesn't carry over the same way?
Could be. I mean, you Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh, that's still Yom Kippur. So that's why you can still, that's why as long as you, so why do you have to begin the Ela? Why do you have to begin the Ela on Yom Kippur? You see, the Tanu holds you can begin the Ela, and so Yom Kippur holds you can even violate the Inuyim. And then you can go to Mikveh first, and then daven the Ilam Atzoh Yom Kippur. See, you're going to the mikveh, it means that Yom Kippur is over. You're violating the Inuyim already. We don't hold like that. We hold you have to start the Ilam on Yom Kippur, then you can finish on Atzoh Yom Kippur. So you want to say, maybe it's because of Tosefes Kedusha. If it's Tosefes, so why can't you begin the Ilam Balaylo? I don't think so. We assume that as long as you begin the Ilam on Yom Kippur. In the Babli, I think you only have two shittas. That you have to finish Nila by Shkia, and you can begin Balayla. I think the Rosh quotes, the Rishalmi has the third sheet. As long as you begin Mibod Yom, then you can finish Amitzoh Yom Kippur. Yeah, so that's relevant over here. If the fellow ready Davin Mincha on Yom Kippur, then he becomes a Balkari after Mincha, late in the afternoon. So if the din requires that he has to at least start davening the Ila by Yom, and we're talking Bisman that Takana says we're still binding, that he has to go to mikveh before he's allowed to daven. So then he has no choice. He's allowed to go to mikveh before he davens ne'ilah because it's not a mechitzah shel tainik. He's mechuyev to go to mikveh. But if you hold, you can begin ne'ilah balayla. So then he can go to mikveh balayla. Wait till tzeis kachom, go to the mikveh. Yom Kippur is all over. Go to the mikveh, and then he'll daven ne'ilah. The Gemara has there a machlekes at the end of Rashi quotes the machlekes the end of Yuma around the peches or so peches. Gemara has a machlekes. If a person davens ne'ila, does he also have to daven ma'ariv? Rashi quotes Yuma daf peizayin. Rashi in the middle of them quotes Yuma daf peizayin. He quotes Rav who says tefilas ne'ila poteres shel arvis. If you daven ne'ila, there's no need to daven ma'ariv after davening ne'ila. We don't have that practice. We daven ne'ila and ma'ariv. Rav is of the opinion this man is the same. You can start ne'ila balaylo. Is it perfect? You can start. We don't hold like that. We hold either you have to finish ne'ila bayom, you have to at least start ne'ila bayom. And ma'ariv you're not supposed to start bayom. Ma'ariv is supposed to start balaylo. So it's a different zman. That's how the Gemara says it. Depends on this shayla whether tefilas ne'ila patera shalarvis. Is one obligated to dav ma'ariv on mitzvah Yom Kippur, or is it covered with the ne'ilah? So that depends on whether you can begin davening ne'ilah balayla, or you have to begin davening ne'ilah bayom. Yes, so the Gemara alludes to the fact that we know there is a machlokes tanaim whether ne'ilah b'zman mitzvah or not. That is the Gemara. Fine. Famous Gemara. The top taste is a famous taste. Yeah. Okay. The next Mishnah talks about Amir Eliakum. Amir Eliakum is prohibited midirabbanan. We mentioned a few times. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun. So what is this patterned after? What do you have on the level of the Raisa that Amir Eliakum is patterned after? So we mentioned that in Aseres Adibas says, "Lasaska malocha ato bin chavitecha v'gercha shebisharecha." Who is gercha? If he's a ger tzedek, so he's included in ato. So the Gemara in Yevamos assumes the Gemara in Krisis and Yevamos assumes gercha refers to a ger toshav, not a ger tzedek. Ger toshav is not Jewish. He's only obligated to observe sheva mitzvahs ben enrech. He accepts it. So he says, "What's he different from everybody else?" He accepts the observance. He commits himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch in the presence of the Bezin of three Jews. That's a discussion that the Achranim have. So what? How does it change his status? Why should he have a different status? All the non-Jews are obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, whether they accept it or not. They're obligated in Hashemayim. So what changes? Why should his status change? Because he was Mekabel al Atzma. Why is it called the Ger Toshav? Imcha Yesha Bikir Becho. Usually, we're not permitted to allow a non-Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Nochri was Mekabel al Atzma, the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech, in the presence of a Bezin Shel Shlosh Yisrael, so then he's permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's why he's called Ger Toshav. You can let him live in Eretz Yisrael. You can't let him live in Yerushalayim, but still you can let him live in Eretz Yisrael, other locations in Eretz Yisrael. So why? That's the question. So why should it change his status? He's mechuyev, he's mitzvah v'yosef to observe the Sheva Mitzvah. Why should it make a difference whether he accepts upon himself or not psychologically? Psychologically, there's a better chance he's going to observe it. It's questionable. So Rav Yosef Engel has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Oitzris Yosef. He has a few swarm that are called Oitzris Yosef. So one of them on Yerideya, Chelik Yerideya, and Simon Beis, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Shechitas Nochri and Shechitas Mumer and Shechitas Ger Toshav, so he discusses the definition. What is a ger toshav? So he thinks based on the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Ovadia, a Chavakuk from Chavakuk. Omad v'ayimayded eretz roa v'yata goyim. So the Gemara says Hakadosh Baruch Hu looked around on the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai. He looked around, what's doing in the world, and he saw all the Yomasoilim are in violation. Many of them are in violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech. So Omad v'hita lahem. Okay, forget it. You don't have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Gemara says, how can that be? Matzino chayte niska, because they violated the Sheva Mitzvahs, so they don't have to keep it anymore. Gemara says, no, they're not rewarded. They're not off the hook. Crime doesn't pay. What it means is, they are mechuyev to observe Sheva Mitzvah, and if they violate it, they'll be punished. But if they observe, if a nochri observes the Sheva Mitzvahs, he only gets reward like an enem mitzvah v'yosef. So if one, that's it. Then Rabbi Yosef Engel says, but if one accepts upon himself, one is a Ger Toshav, and the Achri is Mekabel al Atzmo, he commits himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah's Ben Enayach, and he does, he succeeds in observing it, then he deserves a reward like a Mitzvah of Yosef. This is his suggestion. Maybe his status is different, not just psychologically, maybe it's Al Pidin. He'll get Tzchar like a Mitzvah of Yosef, as opposed to all the other Nachrim, who will only get Tzchar like an Ein Mitzvah of Yosef. That's how the Gemara says, Amar by Meir Erotz, Rov Ayat HaGoyim, Rov Hashem HaMitzvahs B'nei Noach, that the Umas Ha'elam are a violation, Vayat HaGoyim, he said, Muta Lachem, Muta, 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 you don't have to keep it. The Gemara says, Muta Salkadaitach, no, it means that even if they'll observe it, they'll only get reward like an Ein Mitzvah of Yosef. Now we mentioned that the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Avnei Nezer was a chassidus Rebbe, so the chassidim followed the Zohar. So the Zohar says you're not permitted to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So they asked the Avnei Nezer, why do you all of a sudden follow the Zohar? There's no mocker in the Gemara to say that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rishonim had machlokes whether there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So why are you so lax? You follow the Zohar, and you may be in violation of a mitzvah deraisa. So Rabbi Nezer says, no, there's a Bavli, there's a Beferishi Gemara increases, but the Bavli paskins halachik Rav Shimon by Yechoy, like the Zohar on this issue, the Chol HaMoed is an os. We say, k'shartim l'os al yadecha yotzu Shabbos, so you have a time, she'en guf an os. Shabbos and Yontif have the status of an os, and therefore you're putter from tefillin, because you don't need another os. So there's a Gemara, he says, the Gemara increases, and the first parak says, dafches, that Chol HaMoed is an os. What's the Gemara? So the context in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara has a three-way machlekes hatanaim. How should a Ger Toshav observe Shabbos? The simple reading of the pasuk in Aseres Adibas is, Asaska Malocha V'gercha Sheh B'sharecha. The Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. But the Gemara finds that, this is the Avnei Nezer interpreting, but the Gemara finds that problematic, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Anochri Shur Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Shabbos is unique, special deal only for Bnei Yisrael. Um Yisrael are not permitted to observe Shabbos. Bnei Bnei Yisrael Oisei Li'olam. Shabbos is an Ois only for Bnei Yisrael, and the Um Yisrael are not permitted to observe Shabbos. And the Zohar gives a Moshel Amadav Adoyme that the maid in the king's palace has the keys to all the rooms, so the maid has to have the keys to the king's bedroom also, where the king and the queen sleep together. If the maid is going to come in when the king and the queen are in bed together, so the king is going to behead her. He's going to kill her. She has to use her seichel. She shouldn't come in when they want to have a little privacy. So the Umas Olam will, one from the Umas Olam will observe Shabbos, that's the moshel. It's like the maid barging in when she doesn't belong. Shabbos is special only Beni Bnei Yisrael Oisei Diyom. It's only special for the Bnei Yisrael. So the Tanoim, the Avnei Nezer, is interpreting the background. The Tanoim, we're trying to figure out, on the one hand, you want the Ger Toshev to observe Shabbos, that's how it says in Aseres Adibas, Ger Chashev B'Sherecha. Why do you want him to observe Shabbos? Because what does it mean, a Ger Toshev? He accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah's Bnei Noach, he commits himself to observe it, he's Mitzvah V'Yoymed anyway. All the Umas Olam are Mechuyiv to observe the Sheva Mitzvah's Bnei Noach. So what's added on by his being B'Kabal? So the Avnei Nezer says, Mistama the Pshat is, that the Ger Toshev is obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. He has to observe all of the mitzvahs that are related to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nech. He has to enhance his observance of the Sheva Mitzvahs by observing mitzvahs that are related. So Shabbos is related to Avodah Zarah, because Kol HaMechal Shabbos B'Frehesya Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. One who observes Shabbos is testifying that he believes in the story of creation. One who violates Shabbos is demonstrating that he does not believe in the story of creation, as if the world happened by itself and there is no God who created the world. So that's why Mechal Shabbos B'Frehesya Dina Koyved Avodah Zarah. So the Tanaim thought it makes sense. On the one hand, it makes sense we should expect of all of the Gerei Toshav that they should observe Shabbos V'Ger Chashem B'Sharecha to enhance their observance of non-worshipping Avodah Zarah. But on the other hand, Beni Ben Risal Oisidi Oilam, so how do you deal with that? So the first Tana, there's a three-way machlekes hatanaim. There are different girsas, but there's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So the first Tana says the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos, but he's not permitted to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. He has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif. Only Shabbos is an ois. If the maid barges in to the bedroom where the king and the queen are, Chayim Misa, so only if the Nochri observes Shabbos That's Chayiv Misa. But if the Nachar observes Yontav or observes Shabbos like we observe Yontav, that's not a violation of barging in. Next Tana says, no, that's not going to help. Even if the Ger Toshev will observe Shabbos like the Jews observe Yontav, that's also a violation, because not only is Shabbos a nois, Yontav is also a nois. And Beni Bemeniso Loisi the Yolam applies to Yontav. So the Ger Toshev is not permitted to observe Shabbos even the way we observe Chol HaMoed. So what should he do? Let him observe, not allowed to observe Shabbos even the way we observe Yontav. Let him observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And he says, no, even Chol HaMoed is also an os. And the Ger Toshev is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all. He has to observe Shabbos, Ki Yisrael Bechol. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. Just like a Jew, Bechol, doesn't observe anything. So the Ger Toshev is not allowed to observe anything. So then the Gemara says, V'alochi Ki Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Avnei Nezer writes in his Tshuvin, Hilchas Tfilin, Halochi Ki Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the Zohar. That same Reb Shimon Bar Yochai who wrote the Zohar, that Chol HaMoed has a status like an os. And therefore it's potter from tefillin. And then the Zohar added on that on Shabbos and Yontav and Chol HaMoed, because they themselves are anois, if you're going to put on tefillin on Shabbos, Yontav, Chol HaMoed, it constitutes a bizoyan to the Kedusha Sayyam. They're demonstrating as if Yontav and Chol HaMoed is not anois. So it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Chol HaMoed and Yontav. So that's Avnei Nezer's tshuva. What changes is the Ger Toshev commits himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Anoyach. What's different? What happened? Why does he have a special status? Ger Toshev has a special status every so often because he's obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. Ad kedei kach that the Tanaim had a whole machlokes. How should he observe Shabbos? Because Shabbos, observing Shabbos, should be an enhancement of his observance of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, because kol machal Shabbos befesia ke'ebed Avodah Zarah domi. So what Tosfos asks in Yevamos, once we pass on the maskana that a Ger Toshev is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all, how do you deal with the pasuk in Chumash? Now Sarah said, So Tosfos says, no, not that the Ger Toshev is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. We're not permitted. Amir Eliyakim is deraisa. If he asks a Ger Toshev to do malacha for you, that'll constitute an isa deraisa. That'll constitute an Issa Deraisa. Is there any other case where there's an Issa Deraisa? If you ask a Ger Toshev, Bizman is that the Pashta says, there is no Ger Toshev. The Gemara says, Ain't Ger Toshev Noig, Al Bizman Shah Yevel Noig. Bizman Shah Yevel Noig, there is no Ger Toshev. That's a Gemara. Where's that Gemara? In Azov. But Mitzi and Perak Azov. Somewhere in the middle of Bob Mitzi, I think it's in Perak. We'll check you later. Okay. Okay. I think it's in Perek Azov. Is that the right there? Okay.
Why are the two connected?
Pasuk. A Pasuk and Chumash. A Pasuk and Chumash. So, Bizman is that we don't have any Ger Toshev. Is there any other case of Amir Eliyakim that'll be Deraisa? There's a Din of Shvisas Avodov. Din of Shvisas Avodov. So, we don't have Lincoln freed the slaves. So, we don't have any more slaves in America either. There used to be, before Lincoln freed the slave, there used to be a lot of Jewish plantationers who had Eved Knaini. They had a din of an Eved Knaini. Then when Lincoln freed the slave, so they had to give Mishtar Shechur. Okay? That was the end of that. So no more Eved Knaini. Is there anybody else who's a din of Avdecha? Amira Liakum Deraisa. You don't have a Ger Toshev Bizman Azeth. We don't have an Eved Knaini Bizman Azeth. Eved Knaini is Chayv and Mitzvah's Kisha. You don't. We don't have Eved Knaini. So some Achreinim want to say, this is a Machlokes Achreinim. If I salary a worker, I ask a guy to do Malacha for me, I say I'm going to pay him, so that's also included in the Din Derais of Abducha. And we have not accepted that opinion. We hold that Amir Eliyakim is the Rabbanan even if he's salaried. He's not Abducha. He's not an Eved Knaini. Eved Knaini, we know what it is. It's not an Eved Knaini. But called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. So they introduced the prohibition of Amir al-Nachri pattern after the Amir al-Nachri, that's the Raisa. Amir al-Nachri by Ger Toshev, that's an Issa the Raisa. So the Mishnah has Amir al-Nachri is prohibited even on a Rabbanan. That's what Tosis points out. Einayim of Lekabei, afilu bi Issa Rabbanan Amir al-Nachri Shvus. Over here, a Kibui is usually Ruba de Ruba 95% of the time, Kibbe 99% of the time. Kibbe is a Malacha Shein Svicha Legufa, because he doesn't plan to use the Pecha. So Kibbe is only the Rabbanon to begin with, and Amir Lenachri is only the Rabbanon. So it's only a Shvuz de Shvuz. Nonetheless, Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do it. Shvuz de Shvuz, but Makam Mitzvah is Muta. That's what Tosis quotes in Perek Hador. Gabi Naisi Chamimi Migo Besa. There's a quote from Erevin, Perek Ador, Dav Samach Zayinim and Beis. Mar says, Ahu Yinu Kedish Tape Chamimi. The baby was born on Shabbos. And the bris, the meal of his mother, was supposed to take place the next Shabbos. In the days of the Gemara, they would bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. Make sure he doesn't get sick because of the bris milah. So that situation was. They spilled, they prepared hot water, and it all spilled out. So someone, one person had hot water. They asked a guy to cook up hot water. That's Amir al-Nachri Yana Deraisa to cook up hot water. Even though no one's going to drink it, they're going to use it to wash the body. It's still Bishal Deraisa. So they asked the guy to carry in a chotzer sheinim or rebis. One person had hot water, but there wasn't air of the chatzeris. It wasn't a shituf and mevus. So to do Amir al-Nachri Yana Derabbanim, Maka Mitzvah, so that's muta. That's the two days and taisus in Gittin. The Avchesan and Beis, where the shvus b'makam mila only is mutter, or shvus the shvus b'makam any mitzvah. So we pass in any mitzvah, but mekel shvus the shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter. But otherwise, shvus the shvus is aser. Amir and Anachar is aser, even on Kippui, where it's on only a malacha shein svich legufa to begin with. Yeah. What about Amir and Anachar on Erev Shabbos? What if I ask here? It's fire breaks out on Shabbos. I ask the Nochri on Shabbos. What if I ask the Nochri on Erev Shabbos? You should please turn on the lights on Shabbos afternoon. When I come home, please turn on the lights. So the Oz Haruah raises that question, and he proves from a Farish Gemara that it's prohibited. If you do the Amir and the Nochri on Shabbos, that's an added Issa. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the din of Amir and the Nochri Shavuos, refers you to a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, and after Zvavim, and I'll see in the very last line on the page. The Gilyan Asha. So Rashi there writes, there is a real quote to this Rashi. So Rashi over there writes that the Novi Yeshaya says on Shabbos you have to be careful, Midave Dover. Shalayhei Dibucha Shal Shabbos ki Dibucha Shal Chol. So Rashi said, Dave Dover, we had a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, what does it mean, Dave Dover? So Rashi said, you're not allowed to talk about Malocha. So Rashi writes there in Maseches Avodah Zarah, if you ask Anochri, please turn on the lights, that's a violation of Dave Dover. So that may be a little misleading. According to that Rashi, what if I ask the Nochri on Erev Shabbos? Please turn on the lights on Shabbos. So there's no violation of Dabba Dabba, so it's Mutter. So that's the Oz Haruah points out, no, that's still awesome. That's still awesome. There are two Isurim. If he asks the Nochri, let's say I ask the Nochri on Shabbos, please fix my automobile on Matzoi Shabbos. The automobile is broken. Please fix it on Matzoi Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that either. That's an Issa Dabba Dabba. And if I ask the Nochri on Erev Shabbos, please fix my yodim and be'al on Shabbos, there's no Dabba Dover. I was doing all the talking on Erev Shabbos on Chol, but that's a shlichus. The Hagos Maimini says that Amir and the Nochri is also because yesh shlichus la'akum, yesh shlichus le'dvar avera la'akum l'chumra.
Rashi says also
Shlichu Mamash. Right. What if you ask him on Shabbos b'remiza, that he should do the Malacha on Matzoi Shabbos? I go to the mechanic and I say, do you think he can come over tonight? I didn't say what. He understands it's not for Malava Malka purposes. Do you think he can come over? It means to fix the automobile, but I didn't say. So if I say, can you please fix my automobile tonight? Shabbos is over at 5:30. Please come after 5:30, fix the automobile. That's a violation of Dabba Dover. But if I say, Beremiza, do you think he can come over tonight at 5:30? So I didn't violate Dabba Dover, Dibarasa Hira Mutter. So to talk Beremiza, there's no violation of Dabba Dover. And there's no Shlichus La'akum over here because he's going to do the Malacha B'chol. So that's a Mishnah later, that if you do Remiza on Shabbos, that the Nochri should do the Malacha on Matzoi Shabbos, so that's Mutter, you have neither Issa. It'll probably be an issue of Hachana. Yeah, it should be an issue of Hachana. You really shouldn't do it. Unless I'm passing by anyway, if I go out of my way to go visit the Nochri and ask, please come over tonight, that'll be Achana. But if I'm passing by anyway, I say, do you think he can come over tonight at 5:30? And he knows what that means. That's probably not Achana. Just to talk as I'm passing by, that's not Achana, because Mishnah says it is permissible. So Mestabe that it's only an Issa Achana if you walk out of your way. I walk over and ask him, could you please show up tonight? But if I'm passing by anyway, I'm walking in that direction. So that's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to ask him, could you please be mechaber in there? Because that's tzivui. Amir Eliyakim is also if you're mitzaber the Nochri. What if you ask one Nochri to ask another Nochri to do the melacha for you? I ask I ask one guy to please ask another guy to do the malacha. So some acharim hold that that's a shvuz de shvuz. Amir l'nachri to do amir l'nachri. That's a shvuz de shvuz. So the makam mitzvah would be mutter. Even though the malacha is going to do is going to be an isa deraisa, because it's amir l'nachri to do an amir l'nachri to do a malacha deraisa. Others hold that that's a joke. The pashta says it's a big joke. What do you mean amir l'nachri to do another? So it's amir l'nachri. Amir l'nachri to do amir l'nachri is amir l'nachri. Others hold that it's mutter. Amir l'nachri. Rabbi Kivegir on Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the prohibition of amir l'nachri, so Rabbi Kivegir refers you to a tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer. Tshuva in Vava, something like that. Where the Chavis Yoyer writes that amira d'amira is het gomer. Why? Because in Hilchas Gittin the din is that a get is only considered written l'shma if you have tzibri habal. If the husband authorizes the sefer, and the husband instructs the sefer, please write a get, I want to divorce my wife. If the sefer writes on his own, that's not called l'shma. You have to have, the husband has to authorize the sefer. So the Rishonim call it tzibri habal. So what if the husband tells somebody, Oimer Imro, the husband tells someone, please tell someone else to write the get. You don't know how to write a get, but I don't have a telephone. I have no way of communicating with the sofer. The sofer lives in Teaneck. So I tell you, you're going home tonight, go visit the sofer tonight, and please ask him, I authorize him to write a get for my wife. So that's Oimer Imru. So the Gemara says, Oimer Imru is no good. So you see that Oimer Imru is not called Tzivui. It's only called Tzivui if it's direct Tzivui. So that's what the Chavis Yoyer comes up with a Chiddush, that Amira the Amira is Heta Gomer because Oimer Imru is not called a Tzivui. So the Tver Sisola Mishnayis quotes this, and he says, what a pella. The din is that Oimer Imru is only possible mid the Rabbanon. Menatar, it is called Tzibri Habal. It's only a Chumer mid the Rabbanon that is no good. So because there's a Chumer mid the Rabbanon, Mikra, then it is called Tzibri Habal. So if it's Tzibri Habal, it should be Tzibri over here. It should be a violation of Amir Eliakim. Amir Eliakim is prohibited if you do Tzibri. If you only give a remes. Years ago, there used to be such a thing as Western Union. Do they still have Western Union? They still deliver telegrams? Still have telegrams? Okay. People used to send telegrams when you get married. No.
That's like money. Or some money.
Uh-huh. So years ago, they would come. Western Union would come deliver a telegram, or the mailman would come deliver a special delivery letter. So you're not allowed to ask him, please open the envelope for me. That's Amir Eliakim, because opening the envelope is Korea. If you glue together, the Rambam writes, if you glue together two pieces of paper, that's a violation of tofer. And if you have the flap of the envelope is glued onto the back of the envelope and you open up, so that's called a violation of korea. Shailet, we discussed that briefly, whether it's malachat tzvicha leguf, ain't tzvicha leguf, I'm going to rip open the envelope in order to read the letter that's inside. So the Chachman Tzvi thinks that that's called a malachat tzvicha leguf. They say, what are you talking about? I need something inside. That's not called Tzvicha L'Gufa. I'm not using the Kera. So that's a question whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon. So to ask a goy to open up the envelope is assumed that's Amir Eliakim on a malocha, maybe a Shvuz de Shvuz. But what's the head? The Shvuz de Shvuz to open the envelope? So we used to always say, Biramiza. You didn't ask the goy, could you please open up the envelope? You should say, I won't be able to have to give a krechts. We won't be able to read the envelope. We won't be able to read the mail until after Shabbos. They sent a telegram that we should be able to know what they want to tell us, and we can't open it up because today is Shabbos. If the Nochri has an ounce of brains, so he'll do you the favor and he'll open it up on his own. If he doesn't catch the remes, so then tough luck, you're not allowed to ask him to open it up. If you give too heavy a remes dak is considered not tzivui. That's not a violation of Amir Eliakim. If you give a remes gas, if you lay it on so thick, he said, please keep on explaining too much, then it's like tzivui, then it's Amir Eliakim. If it's a remez dak, so then there's no tzivui. So then there's no Amir Eliakim. Yeah.
Isn't there still a problem of nanim
lechasakim? Then there is a din, you're not allowed to be nanim lechasakim, even if the nochri does the malocha on his own. Another din, you're not allowed to be nanim lechasakim, right? That is a din. Right. Tosis claims that the reason for that is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Why did they institute that isa? That's later on in the Masechta. It's the next Mishnah in Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph. If a Nochri lit Ne'er, especially for me, so I'm not allowed to be Nena from it. If the Nochem made a ramp in order to climb down off the boat in order to get on the dry land, then I'm not allowed to go down. Unless the Nochri did it for a whole group of people. I was one of the many people. And Rav of the people are Nochrim. So then he did it for the Rav. It's Nasa Bishwal Nochrim. But if he did it specifically for the Jew, then you're not allowed to be Nena. So Taisus has a machlekes with Rashi. What's the nature of the prohibition? Not to be Nena from Malachas HaNochri. Rashi says, it's not right to get Hanoa from a Malacha. Taisus says, there is no such din. If Yisrael does a malacha, it's just a penalty. Kansa b'mezid, and the Gemara has a discussion whether Kansa shall go to mezid. Nobody says it. You're not allowed to get a noah from a malacha. So Taisa says this prohibition, kufcha beisim out, this has nothing to do with that din. That Yisrael shas a malacha, osi lehonis b'menu, not allowed to get a noah. That's a penalty. This is not a penalty. This is to serve. The Chachamim knew that this prohibition of Amir Liakim is not going to have too much mazel. The Jews throughout all the generation always violated Amir Liakim. The Jews, the wealthy Jews, have maids, and the maids do all the malachas, turn on the lights, turn off the lights. They do all the malachas. So they knew that this prohibition is not going to be observed too well. So they wanted to be mechazik, the prohibition. So they said, and even if a Nochri does a malacha on his own, Bishul HaYisrael, you're also not allowed to get an off from it. To serve as a deterrent that people shouldn't be able to say, well, the Nochri did the malacha on his own. I didn't ask him to do it, he did it on his own. So they said, even if it's true that the Nochri did it on his own, but he did it for you, so then you're not allowed to get Hanoa from it, and no one's allowed to get any Hanoa. Not only the one on whose behalf the malacha was done, even someone else also not allowed to get Hanoa.
Is this different than the history we said before of asking him to go on an Erev Shabbos to do the malacha, or is it the same thing? The fact that he's going to do it for you and you're benefiting.
No, he does on his own. I didn't violate any Isser at all. But the Chachamim say, I'm not allowed to be Nena, I'm not allowed to gain any benefit from it, because they want that to serve as a deterrent that I shouldn't want to violate the Isser. I'm going to ask the guy, please turn on the lights for me, and we're going to make believe that you did it on your own. So people would get around the Isser Amir Leach, making believe that the guy did it on his own. So the Chacham said, even if it's true that the Nochri did it on his own, he's still not allowed to gain any benefit from it. So the Mele, it doesn't pay to ask the guy to do it, because you'll still be in violation.
So when you ask him before Shabbos, which is straight over, the original Amir Leach?
Yeah, if he does the Malach on Shabbos. If he doesn't do the Malach on Shabbos, he didn't violate anything. But if he comes and he does, I ask him on Erev Shabbos, please turn on the lights. When I come home at 10:30 in the morning, please turn on the lights. So if Lebesofi turns on the lights, then I'm in violation of Amir Liakim. Yeah. If I would have asked him on Shabbos to turn on the lights, in addition to the Isser of Shlichus Laakum, I'm also in violation of Dabar Dova. But if I ask on Erev Shabbos, there's no violation of Dabar Dova, but there would be a violation of Shlichus Laakum. Right. So even if the Nochri does the Malach on his own, you're also not allowed to get Hanoch. Unless, let's say, I tell a Nochri, I can't sleep, the lights are on, I can't sleep, what's going to be? I'm going to have trouble tonight. Then a Nochri, if I make a remez dak, and a Nochri turns on the light, turns out the lights. So that's not considered nene, mimelechas ba'akum, because it's not a positive hanor. If he turns on the lights, and now I'm able to see what I'm doing, that's called nenem amlechas akum. If he turns off the lights and mele, there's no light in the room, mele, I can fall asleep, that's not called nenem amlechas akum. Even though he is nene, but it's a negative hanoah. Negative hanoah is mutter.
So when you violate amir la'akum, you ask the goy to do malacha for you, is it like a separate isser of benefiting, or it's only if the goy does it by himself, then you violate the isser of benefiting? Do you violate both? When you ask the
Goy
to do malacha and he does it for you?
Yeah, they made a gzeirah mid the rabbanon that even if the Nochri does the malacha on his own, kal v'chaim, if I ask him to, I'm not allowed to gain any benefit from it. What motivated the Chacham to introduce that isa? The Tosfos disagrees with the Shai. It's not because it's not right to be nenem and malacha sakim. No, this is to be mechazik, the prohibition of Amir Liakim. If they wouldn't have prohibited the Jews from getting Hanoah, from getting any benefit if the Nochi did the Malach on his own, so the Jews will always claim that it was an accident, the Goy did the Malach on his own. I didn't ask him.
So even when you ask the Goy to open up the telegram,
The pashtus is that you do have a problem. See, some want to say that since the cheftz shel melacha was the envelope, not the letter, so reading the letter is not in violation of osalihonos. Osalihonos. That's the pashtus is that it's not so. Let's say there's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Yontav has like this. Let's say they didn't have any refrigeration, so they used to put the potatoes in the summertime are going to sprout, so you don't want them to sprout. And it's hot outside, you have no. So if you put it in the refrigerator, it's not going to sprout. So if you put, they used to bury the potatoes under the ground, and the heat only affected the first couple inches in the ground, and deeper in, the heat won't be felt. So they used to bury the potatoes in the ground. So let's say the person went to Anyantav, let's say Shavuot is the middle of the summer, Rosh Hashanah is a hot season of the year. So he wants to cook some, the Balabasa wants to cook some potatoes Anyantav. So he asks Anochri to please dig out the potatoes. Chofer Guma is a malocha. Sometimes it's their ice, sometimes the Rabbana. Chofer Guma and Tzoch El Afara, that's only the Rabbana. Here he doesn't really need the Guma, he wants to get the potatoes that are on the bottom. So this is Chayfa Guma, and he's not using the Guma. He wants to get out the potatoes. So this will be an Issa de Rabbana. So the Magen Avraham says that if he asks the Goy to dig out the potatoes on Yontif, then you're not allowed to cook those potatoes on Yontif, because that's Nena from the Malacha. The Malacha is not in the potatoes. The Malacha isn't digging the bor. You're not being Nena from the bor, being Nena from the potatoes. So still, the Malacha that you're not allowed to be Nena from Malacha Sa'akum doesn't depend on what is the Cheftza Shal HaMalacha. The Cheftza Shal HaMalacha is the boar. He Nene from the potatoes. You're not allowed to, bottom line, you're not allowed to be Nene from the fact that the Malacha was done. Let's say the Nochri, carries the key. Let's say a Jew carries the key. Nochri carries the key, he opens up the building. Let's say I live in an apartment building. So if I'm not carrying a key, so if the Nochri comes, he opens the door for himself. He lets me in also. Let's say there's a Jew who is carrying the keys. Chutz le'erev. He's carrying the keys, chutz le'erev. So the din is, you're not allowed to be Nana from a locha that Israel does. So would you say, I'm not being Nana from the keys? He carried the keys, now he opens the door for me. No. That's the same as not using the potatoes where the Nochri dug, whether Israel or the Nochri, it doesn't make a difference. Dug the hole on Yontif. By eating those potatoes, you're indirectly being netted from the Malacha of Harisha. Here also, by walking in when the Mechal Shabbos opens the door for me, if another person is going to come later with the Shabbos belt, with a key, so then I'm allowed to go in then, okay. But I'm not allowed to go in when a Jew comes into the building. It was Mechal Shabbos, even though he did the Malacha on the key, and I'm walking, and he already carried the key, opened the door, then he lets me come in. So I'm being then from the fact that door is open. But door is only open because he carried the key. So that the pashtus is, that's the same as eating the potatoes where the person dug the hole in the ground. You're not allowed to be nana from the toitzah of the malacha, even though it's not the cheftza shel malacha.
Doesn't the chayyotam have a kula by hotzah that there's no...
Right, by hotzah, right. There are rishonim and achrayim who negotiate that maybe they never made the gzeira by hotzah. So maybe hotzah b'shoigeg, maybe there's more room to be mekel. Right. Could be. Yeah.
The shlichus by Emil and Nochri be actually better for more mother than by Gideon, because by Gideon the second shliach at least knows that he's writing it a shame a Jew. Or he could know, but in the case of Emil and Nochri, perhaps you could say that the second Nochri thinks he's doing it, if they could, they could make a situation where the second Nochri thinks he's doing it for the first Nochri.
Could be. There are different opinions in Achrenim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like all this. There's a Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chasam Sefer who says Amira da Amira on Erev Shabbos l'dvar mitzvah is mutter. Let's get that again. Amira da Amira. I asked one guy to please ask one of his workers to please turn on the lights on Shabbos afternoon for Shalosh Udas. Amira da Amira on Erev Shabbos, but Mokka mitzvah is mutter. That's what the Chasam Sefer writes. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, so he uses a melitza that the Chasam Sefer always writes. The Chasam Sefer lived at the time of the beginning of the Reform Movement. So he has a recurrent slogan, the Chodesh Asmanator. He's not allowed to change. Chasam Sefer himself is Mekel on the Chodesh. Chodesh means a new tvua that was planted after Pesach, so you have to wait till next Pesach to eat it. So many are of the opinion that Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael is an Issa Deraisa. Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz was a machlekes, whether it's an Issa Deraisa and Issa Rabban. Machlekes Hataray, machlekes Arishayim. So the Chassam Sefer has that recurrent refrain in his tshuvas when he's fighting against the reform. He was mekel on the Chodesh, but he says, Chodesh Asman HaTorah, he's not allowed to be Mishana any Minhagim. So the Mishnah Brura comes to disagree with this Mishnah, with this Chassam Sefer's Kula. That Amir Damir and Erev Shabbos, but Makam Mitzvah is Mutar, he says, it's Adola Chodesh, and Chodesh Asman HaTorah. It's a pun. He's making fun of the Chassam Sefer, who's the one who usually is unhappy about the Chidushim. New chidushim, so he gives him a shtach. He doesn't like that. Yeah, we're not mekel on the amira damira.
If you had you left the fridge light on in the fridge on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You realize that. So based on this magen Avraham, before we learned it, maybe you could say it's a malach hashem shvichel lehufa, because you don't want. It's not like kibbutz for the pesila, so maybe it's like a shvus to shvus. You need to get the food from the fridge or something.
I mean, when the light goes off.
For him to unscrew the light bulb, ask the goy to unscrew the light bulb.
Uh-huh.
But would this Magen Avraham say that it would be a regular Amir La'akum because you're benefiting by being able to open the fridge? Or is it different than the potatoes?
To unscrew the bulb, is that a deraisa? To unscrew a bulb? I don't think it's a deraisa, probably only a derabon. So if I ask a nochri, that's probably a shoes the shoes. And I want to be able to take in my food, take out the food from the refrigerator. Pasha probably is a shoes the shoes, but makam it probably would be more.
Shlomo Zalman thinks it's davar hamiskaven to open the fridge, meaning that you also have kavana that the light will turn on. So that could be
nice. To open up the refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah, that's a question. The Pashtus says that opening a refrigerator is, we usually assume, is mutter. But if you know the light's going to go on, that's a psikration. Some say if you close your eyes, it's usually a psikration in nichalet. You open up the refrigerator, the light goes on. Now it's easier to figure out to take out what you want. So let's say the guy is stuck and he has to open the refrigerator. So if he closes his eyes, so that'll make it into a psikration de la nichalet. Psikration la nichalet was a machlekes harishayim. Tosis quoted the Arab Sigration and Nichle is Mutta, and Tosis disagreed. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote the Machloike, some hold that if you really get stuck at Big Shas Atchak, that there's room to be making on a Sigration of Nichle. That's how the Dayan and Brisk Paskin, because Rab Chaim interpreted that the Rambam, they had the difficult Rambam by Tzad Nocha Shaloi Shachenu. So Rab Chaim interpreted the Rambam that he holds like the Aruch that is based on Sigration of Nichle. So because Rab Chaim interpreted the Rambam like that, so that's why the Dayan and Brisk was so kofuf to Rab Chaim, so he used to permit psikreshet lo nichalei. You can be meka like the Aruch. If you have a big shas hatrak, so then I'm someone meka. But let's say the eska nochri to open up the refrigerator door. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes in Mordechai, that there's no iser amir liyakum on a psikreshet. If the thing that I'm asking him to do is really mutar, I ask him, please open up the refrigerator door for me. That itself I'm allowed to open myself. Just that under these circumstances I'm not allowed to open the door because it's a secretion, the light's going to go on. But I didn't ask the guy to turn the light on. I asked the guy, please open the door. So there never was a tzivui on the light going on. Whenever you have a secretion, there was no tzivui on the second thing. It's only a tzivui, a bakosha on the first thing. So that's what the Mordechai says, that there's no isar merely akam on a secretion. So I'll ask a nochri, can you please open the refrigerator door for me? So he'll open the door, said, that's mutter. There's no amir liyakum on a psikreshe. Then once the door is open, so Mr. Makan asked him, could you please unscrew the bolt? Mr. Makan told me, and he said, the rabbanon. It's mechabe on the bulb when you unscrew it. It would be so, sir. Yeah, it would be so, sir. Is that so, sir? I'm an us live nice. It makes life easier for me. I can use my refrigerator on Shabbos, but... I don't think that's so. Let's say if the bulb burnt out, I want to take out the bulb in order to replace it with a different bulb. That would be so. Someone else living this.
Even putting the same bulb back in Motzei Shabbos.
I don't think that's so. Someone else living this. You have to be so. Someone else living this something better than it was before. But if it's just so. Someone else to do the same thing over again, that's what Tosis says on Daf Lamed. It has to be so. Someone else living this. Yosef Tov. Tosis on Tzadik Dalet quoted that Gemara from Daf. Tosis quoted what they themselves wrote. on Daf, where was that Gemara? On Lamed Aleph on the base. That's only called Sesh Lamed Aslivnes. It was going to be better the second time around. So if the bulb burned out, I want to unscrew the bulb. In order to put a different bulb in, that would be Sesh Lamed Aslivnes to do a better job than before. The stomach. Well, if we unscrew the bulb, so then you're not doing a melacha of havara.
When he's opening it,
so. Yeah, but if he knows the bulb is off, then he's only opening up the refrigerator. We assume that's mutter. If he knows the bulb is on, he's not really interested in that. So the worst, it's a dovish any miskaven on the bulb. He really wanted to unscrew the bulb, but he forgot to. So lechor, how can you say it's a dovish miskaven? It's a psikration. It's a psikration. So psikration we allow amir liyakum. The original that mordechai we allow amir liyakum on psikration. That's if you have a pot with food that's sitting directly on top of the coals. So if you're going to not be careful, you're going to take the pot out. So you're going to shove the pot a little bit in the coal, so it's going to be a psikresha of mechabo or mavir, because they're doing chote gecholim. Unless you take the pot out very daintily, like this, and you're careful not to push it. But if you don't do it so slowly, normally when you take the pot, you move it a little bit like this, and you have coals on the bottom, coals around the side. When you're going to move the coals, that's chote gecholim, so it's going to be, he's really interested in taking the pot off of the fire. It's going to be a psikresha of chatoya gecholim. Unless you do it very slowly and carefully, then it won't be a psikresha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the original Mordechai. The Mordechai didn't have a refrigerator with a bulb in it. He doesn't talk about that case of Amir Eliyakim on a psikresha. So he says, you can ask Anochri to please take the pot, the shalom pot, off of the fire, even though you know the guy is going to do it in a way that is going to be a psikresha of chatoi b'gecholim. Because there's no Amir Eliyakim on a psikresha, because I never asked him to do that part. That happened by itself. Amir Eliyakim is only also if you do tzivui. If you ask the Nochem, please do that. If you do a remez and he does on his own, you never did a tzivui, then there's no Isser Amir Eliyakim. You're right, he's still not allowed to be nana. If it's a positive Hanoi, he's still not allowed to be nana. Even if the Nochem did the Melach on his own, you're not allowed to be nana.
Just for you, even if it's done for another Jew.
Yeah, that's Beferish Gemara. So even if the Nochri did it for Reuven, Shimon is also not allowed to be Nana from it. The Gemara says, if the Nochri brought something, Michutz Letchum, on Yontif, it's Mutter for another Israel to be Nana from it. So that's a big Machlekes in Rishonim. Why? That's a Gemara in Beitza. So that's a big Machlekes in Rishonim. Why is Tchumen different? So the Tesis says, because Tchumen is only the Rabbon. So whenever the Nochri violated, let's say the Nochri turned on the light for me, Nochri is my maid. And after I finish eating, I walk into the library, and it's dark there in the library, so she turns on the light specifically for me. So I'm not allowed to be Nana. No one else is allowed to be Nana either. No other Jew, because turning on the light, the Tchum is a Malacha Derais. But if the Nochri only violates Tchumen, or any other Derabbanan, so then it's only also the Mishanasa Vishvilo, and other people may be Nenan. That's how Tesis learns, that Tchumen is different because only the Rabbanon. Machlek is Hatanayim, whether Tchumen is Daraisa the Rabbanon, and we pass on Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. Ashkenazim are even Mekel on Tchumen Yud Beis Mil. And Svardim HaMachmer on Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, but Tchumen 1 mil, Alpai Mam is 1 mil, that's only the Rabbanon. Even the Mechaber holds that's only the Rabbanon. And the Ran has a different explanation why Tchumen is different. Not because Daraisa versus the Rabbanon, but rather because the Issa Tchumen is individualized. Each person theoretically has his own Tchum. Every person has Alpai Mam around his house. If everybody lives in the same city, so we're all in the same boat together. But if we wouldn't have lived in the same city, each Jew has his own Tchum. So since the Issa Tchumen is different for each individual person, so you can't say whenever the Nochri bought something, Michutz LeTchum Bishvil Reuven, so no one else is allowed to be Nana either. Each person has his own Tchum. We say like that, that even by a Surim de Rabbanon also, Malach Nochrishos, Malach Bishul Yisrael Zel, is also Yisrael Lachali Honest Mimen. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is the Taisus, that by all the Rabbanons will make, not like the Ran, that Tchumen is different because it's an individual is. Not only Tchumen, we assume any Issa de Rabbanon. Whenever the Nochri did an Issa de Rabbanon, it's only also Lose Yisrael Lihonis Memenu, it's Mutal Yisrael Ach Lihonis Memenu. In fact, the Gemara had a Diyun, and Masach HaSeir, and the Nochri did a Malach HaYon Tepshenish Al Golias. Is there a penalty? Is there a din that you're not allowed to be nana? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, you're not allowed to be nana, even though he only did the malachi yantav sheni. What was the diyun? So according to Taisus, we understand, because yantav sheni is only the rabbanah. So if the nachri would have done, a malacha de rabbanon, we would have been matel Yisrael acher. Nachri didn't do a malacha de rabbanon, he did a malacha de raisa and yantav sheni. So that's not called malacha de rabbanon. That's treated like a malacha de raisa. It's not only also the mishan asa b'shvilo, it's also l'chol Yisrael. Yeah, that's how we pask.
Maybe in the Magen Avraham's case about the potatoes, why wasn't it a malacha shein
svicha l'kubah? It probably was a malacha shein svicha l'kubah. He's not going to use the bor. The bor is there already. He's using the potatoes.
So was mishvus
It was a shvus the shvus, yeah. What do you mean, he didn't have any other food to eat? No, Mistami had other food to eat. If he had nothing to eat, that would be a shvus the shvus. But Malka Mitzvah, merely Akim to do a malacha shen tzvicha leguf, would be a shvus the shvus, yeah. But that's not a Malka Mitzvah. He has other food to eat. He doesn't have to do chayfer guma in order to get food to eat on Yom Tov. So the Rabbanan called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said, Tikkun, fine, there is an Issa, there is a not the request of a ger toshav to do a melacha for me, but the rabbanon they extended it to any nochri. Even if it's not a ger toshav, we have a lot of kulas in Amir Eliyakim. We permit Amir Eliyakim and Makam Tzad Bar Chaim to milk the cows when they started the colonies in Eretz Yisrael, the late 1800s, the kibbutzim. So the Rab Chaim Oizer and the Chazon Ish and all the gedolim said the best way to solve the problem is to have Amir Eliyakim have the goyim milk the cows, but they didn't want. They felt the as they were preparing to establish a Medina, so they felt we shouldn't permit Avodah Zarah. You can't have a Medina based on Amir Eliyah. That was their attitude. Avodah Zarah means to ask a goy to do the melacha. A real Avodah Zarah, some of them wouldn't bother, but it wouldn't hurt them so much. But Avodah Zarah, to have a non-Jew do melacha for the Jews, to build the Medina, and Amir Eliyah, they didn't like that. So the Gdailim held it's better to have a goy, milk the cow. So in Europe, there were Jewish farmers, so they used to have a goy, milk the cow on Shabbos. For Hatzolus Kisvei HaKodesh, we say, if there's a dleika, and the Sfarim are going to get destroyed, or the shul, the Sifrei Torah and the shul are going to get destroyed. So we would permit Amir Eliyakim and welcome Hatzolus Kisvei HaKodesh, we would permit Amir Eliyakim and welcome Yisha Beretz Yisrael. We have a whole list of kulas in Amir Eliyakim. So all of these kulas only apply if the Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanon to begin with. If it's real, he said, the Reis Amir Eliyakim, if the fellow would be a Ger Toshav, there will be Amir Eliyakim, the Reis, you wouldn't be Mekel and Makam Sabah Lechaim, you wouldn't be Mekel Mishum Atzolus Kisvei HaKodesh. If it's only the Rabbanan, then there's room to be Mekel. So the Mishnah says, if the Nochri comes, you're not allowed to ask him, Kabei, please put out the fire. That's Amir Eliyakim, even though it's a Shvuz de Shvuz, it's still Osir. It's still Osir. That's the question. But if a Shvuz de Shvuz per Makam Mitzvah is Mutter, so a Makam Hefzid Merub is also Mutter. See, let's say the house is burning down. So why shouldn't it be muta? That's what they run on the riff, as the kasha. If the whole house, you have a delek of b'shabbos, the house is burning down, it's going to be a hepsed meruba. It has a very valuable home. So why not be permitted to ask the nochri to diminish the flame? It should be a shuz, the shuz mamakam hepsed godel, which we allow. So they run as the kasha on the riff. So he says, we're afraid that if we'll allow Amir Eliyakim on the kibbuy, he'll go ahead and do the kibbuy himself. So we better not be mekel. But it really should have been muta. This chiddush, the Mishnah is a chiddush, that it's us. Einam l'kabei, you're not allowed to do Amir Eliyakim, even though it is a shvuz de shvuz b'makam hefzer meru, but there's an exception to the rule, that we don't allow you to use that kula. What's alter chabei? When the nachri comes on his own and he's extinguishing the flame, you're not mukhif to tell him, don't do it. Nachri is doing a malachik, isn't he? I can even live in the house afterwards. If the house would have burnt down, it wouldn't have a place to live. But that's not being nenim amalechasakim. He puts out the light and I'll be able to fall asleep. I'm not positively benenim. The house was there from before. And there was a dleiko, so the whole house would have burnt down. Nachri put out the flames. I still have a house. I still have a bedroom to sleep. And that's not called nenim amalechasakim. That's a negative hanor. The house is still intact like it was before. So you're not mechuyev to tell the goy al techabeh. If he's putting out the flame, that's okay. What if you tell him kol hamechabeh eino mafsid? Rabbami says achidish kol hamechabeh eino mafsid. We really should say it is really a violation of tzivu. It should be a violation of amir liakum. But if it's a makom hefsed gadol, so we're mekel that you're allowed to say kol amachad beinam mafsid. Let's say if it will be a muda hanoah, let's say if I'm not allowed to get, I made a net and my wife is not allowed to get hanoah from me, and then she's starving, she has nothing to eat. So I say, please give my wife food to eat and I'll reimburse you. So then I'm being mahana my wife, so that's an outright violation of the nether. I made a nether, either I made a nether, she made a nether, not to get an offer from me. So if I ask you, please give her food and I'll reimburse you, so that's a violation. What if I say, kol azon ein amapsit, whoever supports my wife, whoever gives her food to eat, mezainis, will not lose out. I didn't say, please give him mezainis, I said, kol azon ein amapsit. So maybe you should say, so that's the discussion in Ksubis and Afayin. If the fellow made such a perek amader, if the guy made such a nether, so it's a special kula bidlei kehitiru. Otherwise, we really should say that it is a shlichus. That's what the Gemara says. Loshen by Mura Hanoes is a shlichusikovit. Is he doing the shlichus of the balabais? Whenever it's shlichusikovit, it's a violation of Mura Hanoes. Whenever it's shlichusis, then it's a violation of Amir Liakim. So here we split that. The Mokum Dleika we make, Ol Kola Machabein Amafsid, is not a violation of Amir Liakim. Even though it should be, it would be a violation of Mura Hanoes. Okay, tomorrow we'll have to learn the vital. What are we making it tomorrow? The shiur will be 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Okay. The shiur at 1 o'clock is on Dina the Malchus Adina. Whoever is interested in coming, I don't know where it is.
You said that we don't have a dinner.